Prime Time, written and read by Jane Fonda.
Preface: The Arch and the Staircase. The past empowers the present, and the groping footsteps leading to this present mark the pathways to the future. Mary Catherine Bateson. Several years ago, I was coming to the end of my 60s and facing my 70s, the second decade of what I thought of as the third act of my life, Act 3, which, as I see it, begins at age 60. I was worried. Being in my 60s was one thing. Given good health, we can fudge our 60s, but 70. Now that's serious. In our grandparents' time, people in their 70s were considered part of the old old, on their way out. However, a revolution has occurred within the last century, a longevity revolution. Studies show that on average, 34 years have been added to human life expectancy, moving it from an average of 46 years to 80. This addition represents an entire second adult lifetime, and whether we choose to confront it or not, it changes everything, including what it means to be human. Adding a room. The social anthropologist and a friend of mine, Mary Catherine Bateson, has a metaphor for living with this longer lifespan in view. She writes in her recent book, Composing a Further Life, The Age of Active Wisdom, "We have not added decades to life expectancy by simply extending old age. Instead, we have opened up a new space partway through the life course, a second and different kind of adulthood that precedes old age."